Farm Bureau Insurance Agents of Huron County, Michigan's Insurance Company, DS Services of Cass City, Gooninger and Kroll of Sebring, USA Schools, Think USA, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Let the Games Begin, Century Oaks Golf Club, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe, and Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon, Thumb National Bank with locations everywhere and now in Bad Axe, and Sure, better health, better life. Cellular and internet services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Cellular and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network and the MHSA is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight in District 84 Championship Land in Laker Country. And it's called March Madness for a reason. In the first 5 days of the MHSA tournament, have been no exception. We have witnessed four games between Bad Axe, Lakers, Ubley, USA, Harbor Beach, and Cass City that, like an online dating profile, all have their unique personalities.
That is so true. I mean, each game did have its own personality, and also each game did provide lessons to be learned. You take the first game, Bad Axe had 44, Lakers 48. I guess the lesson there was finish. There's a lot of good things what happens when you finish a game. The second game was USA 70 over Cass City 35. I guess the lesson there was beware of blowouts, especially if you're the Patriots, because all the pats are going to be on your back and everything, and it does distract you, okay? The third game, Harbor Beach, had 43 points, but the Lakers outlasted 54 points. I guess the lesson there was basically stick to your game plan. That's exactly what the Lakers did. And, of course, the last game, Ubley almost pulled one over on USA. And I guess the lesson there was overconfidence you might have, but you want to replace that with honest confidence and beware that somebody can do it to you at any time. That's why they call it March Madness.
On one side of the bracket, the USA Patriots have been keeping to their business plan and charging their way to the district final. Monday was a doubling up of Cass City as they won 70-35, but Wednesday the Patriots were caught a bit off guard as they were down at halftime to Ubley and had to rally in that second half to secure a victory over the Bearcats.
I'll tell you what, one of the things I love about this venue is the proximity of how close we sit, especially to the Patriot bench.
Amen to that.
I mean, in a timeout, in a crucial part of the ball game, Coach Gainforth asked the zillion-dollar question that I think vaulted them into tonight's final. And the question was, what kind of a team are you? They've already climbed up that mountain to get out of that hole that they created for themselves in the first half. And he knew as well as anybody that energy, both mentally and physically, it takes to go ahead and climb that mountain. It's going to go ahead and cause you to go ahead and just have a relaxation moment a little bit, and that would have been enough for Ubley to go ahead and take and secure the victory. But he saw a coachable moment, a teachable moment, and that's exactly what I expect out of a veteran coach like Mark Gainforth.
The other side of the bracket has been a great storyline for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Not only are they playing in their front of their own fans in their own gym, but they have taken out two teams that, before March 7th, weren't expected to advance very far. Here we are, two games later, and the Green Machine is in the district final for the first time since 2002.
Now, the Lakers are a program that is on the rise, and this is fun to watch how this program is being built block by block, okay? And it's all due to the coaching staff of Ron Schwartzendruber and Eric Wisner. The buttons they are currently pushing, they are the correct ones.
To put that in perspective, though, the last time the Lakers were in the finals, this year's seniors on the Lakers squad were just 2 years old. The last time Elkton Pigeon Bayport has brought home the district championship, well, three-quarters of the roster, if not more, weren't even born yet.
I'll tell you what, back then it was fun to witness a winning culture. And the kids in today's Lakerland, they're about to witness it again, but it really is kind of fun to go back and look and see what the culture was. And I know Ron Schwartzendruber has to go ahead and change the culture in order for all the kids to experience and get that feeling back again.
The MHSA tournament on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. It is USA taking on the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers for the District 84 championship. Your hardwood home for high school hoops is the WLW Sports Network.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and SeaWing is offering 20% off MSRP on select brand new 2017 Chevrolet vehicles now through March 13th. If you need a comfortable economy car, this brand new Mosaic Black 2017 Chevrolet Spark LS is rated at 39 highway miles per gallon. It includes rear vision camera and Android Auto and Apple CarPlay capability. Supplier for everyone price, $11,980. That's a saving of $29.95 off MSRP. These 20% bargains end March 13th, so hurry to More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. More Shoreline has lots more brand new 2017 Chevrolet cars, SUVs, and trucks to choose from, including late model GM certified pre-owned Chevrolet Buick or GMC models. Visit www.moreshoreline.com or call 989-883-2100. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget? High energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company. Kohler's toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon.
We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more.
You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Listening to the WLAW Sports Network, the presentation of the District 84 Championship between the USA Patriots and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Live from Laker Country, this is Clark Ramsey with your call. To my right, in-game analysis, that will be John Mooney. Broadcasting live and worldwide at WLAWSports.com and Sports Radio 102.1 in the Greater Thumb Region. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers are technically your home team tonight, as they should be, as they are in their home gyms. Let's take a look at them. They enter tonight at 9-13 overall. That'd be their best record in five seasons. They're finished 2-8 in league play, mind you, and yet they're in the district championship. That put them in fifth place, one game behind Cass City, one ahead of Vassar in the Greater Thumb West standings. Ron Schwarzenegger was 13-28 in his two seasons at the helm of the Laker program. And just to put things in perspective again, John, just a year ago, Lakers finished the year on a 14-game losing streak. 364 days later, they find themselves in the district championship.
Is that called a turnaround?
I would say so, yes. In the last six games for the Lakers, they have been able to win four of them, losing to only Reese and USA, the top echelon of the Greater Thumb West, to close out the regular season. In those four victories, Lakers have scored 47 points or more, which has been boosting up their offensive average. Although altogether, through 22 games, the green and white average 43.6 points a game on offense, and defensively, it's still a negative balance altogether, but slimming at 48.1. So collect-